you look at the head of the Canadian Health Ministry. She said, what, 2 weeks ago? We played the clip here. She said, oh, it's coming back. In late November, we're going to put the controls back in. This is a biomedical tyranny. They're going to release more viruses, not just these lower-level variants. And these people must be brought to justice, or they're going to continue to launch their same attacks. Pfizer, Moderna, Fauci, Gates, they got caught creating it, caught lying to Congress, caught in gain of function, caught covering up data that the vaccine hurt people and didn't protect them. It wasn't a vaccine. On and 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 on. But now we're supposed to move, it's all over, and move only to the war, which is the new reason for the global ID and the global sanctions. And Congress passes a law to let Biden sanction anybody in the world for no reason, including U.S. citizens. So it's all about that bio-digital tyranny that Trudeau just did, where he said we can grab your bank account whenever we want, however we want, whenever we want, if you're these truckers. And now they say it's for everybody, and now it's a permanent emergency. And I said, look for Biden to pull that here. And now he's already done it. This is the globalist model. Here's what Fauci had to say.
Jake, it's not too soon if you observe the caveat that's associated with that. And the caveat is we need to be flexible. And if, in fact, we do see a turnaround and a resurgence, we have to be able to pivot and go back to any degree of mitigation that is commensurate with what the situation is. So we can't just say we're done. Now we're going to move on. We've got to be able to be flexible because we're dealing with a dynamic situation. Hopefully, the cases will continue to come down as the weather gets warmer. The risk of being indoor is less, and we'll do well, at least for the coming several months. But the one thing that's important, that's a wild card in this, is that there is waning immunity. And we got to make sure that those people who've been
that's enough. Yeah, we got to have more vaccines, more shots that actually destroy your immune system. And after 8 months with the Pfizer, even less with the Moderna, you are at a lower level of immunity before you have the shot than you had before. It erases your immune system. I was sitting here right before I went live, and I was very frustrated and angry today because sometimes I'm locked and loaded and ready to do the show, and I'm in that zone, and then something happens or I get distracted or something else breaks, and then I walk in here. That's why I got to start having a notepad at all times, and I couldn't remember what it was that made me so upset. And so I said, hey, Greg Reese reports and John Bound reports are more important than anything that I'm probably going to say. We'll just air those because I got so angry. It's a weird kind of little OCD thing, but it wasn't that I was angry that I'd forgotten what the top story was, literally out of hundreds here in front of me, it was laying right in front of me here. It was that subconsciously, my subconscious mind knew this was horrible, knew this was coming, and then was angry at me that I wasn't front and center to address the main threat. So we put a full show headline out today that's pretty powerful. But it doesn't really capture it because I dropped the ball when I was writing the headline and could not remember it. And the reason I tell this story is we're all like this. We're all busy. We all got things going on. And we've really got to ask ourselves, what is most important in our lives? A relationship with God, being a good person, taking care of our family, enjoying ourselves is important. Or you know, all work and no play is going to make you kill yourself. And building things and being creative and challenging yourself and having courage. But first and foremost is God and then family and then country. It really comes down to that. And so when I saw this last night and I remembered all the other statements and all of the things that happened, I got very upset. I had trouble sleeping last night over this. And that's why my subconscious mind got so upset when I got in here today and couldn't remember it. And I got literally almost screaming angry. Didn't start screaming, but had to go in my office and breathe deeply for about 5 minutes because this is raping that's happening. This is criminal. This is going to kill billions of people total in starvation. And we have the internal documents out of the EU, out of the UK, out of Australia, out of New Zealand, and out of, did I say Canada? And now the US, that they're going to bring the lockdowns back after the midterms here. Because it's such a bad thing for Biden and others. And also in the UK, Boris Johnson was about to be removed from office. He had a 2/3 group in Parliament ready to remove him. That's how the Parliament works. The majority elects the prime minister, and you can remove them as well with a vote. And so faced with a big buildup of awakening, faced with backlashes around the world, everywhere announced they were going to phase out the controls. And I told you then, I said, they will basically phase them out in some areas of the U.S., but not the airports and not the schools and not a lot of the colleges. That's where the enemy's the strongest, where they control things. So reservations of tyranny. Their cancer systems that they metastasize from, their oppression. And I said, in Austria, in Spain, in the UK, in Canada, in the US, in Australia, it's all going to just come back. In fact, it's never gone away in Australia or New Zealand. And they don't care how unpopular it is or how many people commit suicide or how many businesses go out, because it's designed to bankrupt and destroy us. So what am I upset about? Well, Fauci came out. I'll play the clip here in a moment. Notice he's been missing the last few months. But now the leprechaun, the evil leprechaun on St. Paddy's Day, has the evil garden gnome, the anti-St. Patrick's, pops out of his rat hole to say, oh, no. Things just can't go back to normal. The voice of doom. Dr. Fauci warns U.S. could face more COVID lockdowns as he admits latest variant set to hit U.S. is less serious than Omicron. We can't just say we're done. No, no, no. We've got to perseverate. And the inventor of the PCR test for COVID admits that it was so light, without the test, you would have never known you even had it. But when it is deadly is when you're not given medical treatment if you do get a bad case. If you're not given the steroids, you're not given the intravenous, you're not given the ivermectin, you're not given the zinc, you're not given the vitamin D. And so here it is. Fauci warns America could face more COVID lockdowns as cases tick up. And it's all based on a fraudulent PCR test. And so you look at the head of the Canadian Health Ministry. She said, what, 2 weeks ago? We played the clip here. She said, oh, it's coming back. In late November, we're going to put the controls back in. This is a biomedical tyranny. They're going to release more viruses, not just these lower level variants, and these people must be brought to justice, or they're going to continue to launch their same attacks. Pfizer, Moderna, Fauci, Gates, they got caught creating it, caught lying to Congress, caught in gain of function, caught covering up data that the vaccine hurt people and didn't protect them. It wasn't a vaccine. On and 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 on. But now we're supposed to move. It's all over. And move only to the war, which is the new reason for the global ID and the global sanctions. And Congress passes a law to let Biden sanction anybody in the world for no reason, including U.S. citizens. So it's all about that bio-digital tyranny that Trudeau just did, where he said, we can grab your bank account whenever we want, however we want, whenever we want, if you're these truckers. And now they say it's for everybody, and now it's a permanent emergency. And I said, look for Biden to pull that here. And now he's already done it. This is the globalist model. Here's what Fauci had to say.
Jake, it's not too soon if you observe the caveat that's associated with that. And the caveat is we need to be flexible. And if, in fact, we do see a turnaround and a resurgence, we have to be able to pivot and go back to any degree of mitigation that is commensurate with what the situation is. So we can't just say we're done, now we're gonna move on. We've gotta be able to be flexible because we're dealing with a dynamic situation. Hopefully the cases will continue to come down as the weather gets warmer, the risk of being indoor is less, and we'll do well, at least for the coming several months. But the one thing that's important, that's a wild card in this, is that there is waning immunity. And we got to make sure that those people who've been
that's enough. Yeah, we got to have more vaccines, more shots that actually destroy your immune system. And after 8 months with the Pfizer, even less with the Moderna, you are at a lower level of immunity before you have the shot than you had before. It erases your immune system. But the great founder and leader and owner of the UFC, who stood up first and said no mask, had the first big events, stood up to the fear, totally vindicated. Here's what he had to say yesterday.
Where did COVID go? Where is it? Weeks ago, we all still had to be COVID tested. There were f***ing lines for people to do the drive-through COVID testing. Gone. That thing was f***ing mutating and it was coming through. F***ing, you know,
fucking nuts.
Early on, there were these images coming from China of people like dropping.
Yo, we talk about this all the time.
Yes, bro. What happened?
These images dropping like flies in the street. We're like, whoa, COVID's
guys
crazy.
Come out with like hazmat suits on from outer space.
So there you go, folks. We can't just let them hit us with this, push poisons on us, make hundreds of billions of dollars, create global IDs, and then halfway pull it back and hope we just aren't mad and go away and that our momentum with all the top scientists and leaders for justice goes away. No, we push harder and harder. Look at this footage for a TV viewer. It is way scarier than anything you ever see in a zombie apocalypse movie where the military is going in to stop the zombies, which has all been part of the conditioning. It is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of vans filling all these lanes of traffic. It looks like thousands going into all these mega cities that are cookie cutter, these apartment rises, you know, 50-story, 100-story insane buildings, rounding up 37 million people to take them to COVID camps. All a giant exercise in biomedical tyranny, disappearing whoever the Chinese want and training them all for total submission like Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drills. Our huge guest, straight ahead in studio, I'm Alex Jones.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had it on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it for yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.